welcome to The Intersection on this Thursday night. Well, I hope you're having a good day. I had a lovely day yesterday visiting with my cousin from California and my cousin from Chicago who lives in Dallas now. And then y'all got to meet my cousin Michael last night. Tonight he is not staying with, he's out with friends. Here he's out with his cousins. And so he's gonna be leaving on a plane tomorrow. So we had to bid goodbye this morning. But it was very lovely. I really enjoyed visiting with him. And I hope he had a good time with his cousins today out on the town, getting to know North Texas and seeing what it was like around here. Now, there's been lots of crazy things going on. I don't know if you're aware of just everything that's happening, but it's been a lot. It's been an awful lot. And, well, let's see. We have breaking news as of 32 minutes ago, according to the New York Times. A federal appeals court let President Trump keep using the National Guard to respond to immigration protests in Los Angeles, rejecting the lower court ruling. That's concerning. That's very concerning. Also, the Indiana Pacers send the NBA Finals back to Oklahoma City for Game 7, beating the Thunder 108-91. According to The Atlantic, the man accused of killing Minnesota lawmaker had spiritual roots in the Christian movement whose leaders speak of demon-possessed politicians that proved its ability to mobilize followers during the January 6th insurrection. Okay, so it was a J6er. According to the New York Times, a 25-year-old man who said he was angry about crime in Memphis and wanted to confront the city's mayor scaled a wall at the mayor's home late Sunday night and, armed with a stun gun, knocked on the front door, according to Memphis Police Department. Apparently, the man is charged with trying to kidnap Memphis mayor. This is some scary stuff, folks. It really is. Do you want to keep hearing about this? If you don't, if you want to play trivia or something else, well, then all you got to do, go to gabnet.net. Click on my name, Amy Manuel, on the right-hand side of the page underneath the Zoom link. You'll see Amy Manuel right underneath Alex Bennett's name. Just click on that and you can join our panel here. I need some folks to call in so we have somebody to discuss, either have some fun and play some trivia, or we can talk politics if you want to, but otherwise it's just going to be me. Let's see here, from Bloomberg News. A mix of block trades, primary offerings, and additional share sales have powered a recovery in the deals market. However, the move is far from euphoric. According to this on Bloomberg News site, it's raining deals, but no signs of market euphoria in India. Also from Bloomberg News. This was about, once again, President Donald Trump can continue to use the National Guard troops. And what else is happening? This morning, ICE agents came to Dodger Stadium and requested permission to access the parking lots. They were denied entry to the grounds by the organization. Tonight's game will be played as scheduled, the organization said. Not even baseball games are safe. It's from ABC News. Los Angeles Dodgers stop federal agents from entering stadium grounds. It's on ABC News. Last night, on Lawrence O'Donnell, he called out the media for failing to call out Donald Trump's clear cognitive decline. From Aaron Rupar, Porter points out to Lovett that Trump says something will happen in 2 weeks all the time, and then it doesn't happen. I mean, it's sort of become a running joke. Somebody posted that, you know, that 2 weeks is the magic number. And I think he's misremembering that in Schoolhouse Rock, 3 is the magic number. I don't know. But it really is getting kind of silly. Now, if you want to join me, all you have to do, go to gabnet.net. That's GABNET.net. And click on my name, Amy Manuel, on the right-hand side of the page. And that's all you have to do to join the conversation tonight. Looking forward to speaking with you, and maybe we'll have some fun. Maybe we'll play some games. But I can't do it by myself. I mean, I could, but, well, what would be the point of that? So I guess I'll keep reading from today's news. According to Ari Melder, protests are not rebellion under law and court precedent. Yeah, protests are guaranteed. We are guaranteed peaceful protest here in the United States of America. It's in the goddamn First Amendment. Freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, freedom of and from religion. And the Establishment Clause, right there in that First Amendment. But, you know, what's the Constitution? Today, Pete Hegseth seemed to declare that he doesn't have to follow court orders. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. Yes. Yes, you do. Just like the Trump administration. Trump himself didn't think he had to follow the Constitution. No. Yes, you do. You have to follow the Constitution. You have to follow the laws. You can't just do whatever you want just because you're president. You are not a king. I should think that the largest protest in U.S. history against all the things you're doing would give you some indication of that. But you know, these crazy people that the president follows and that, amongst others, the vice president, J.D. Vance, they believe in the unitary executive theory and really have openly declared that what we need in the United States of America is a dictator. Is that what you think we need? I don't think we need that at all. And I think the largest protests in American history bears that out. People have taken to the streets. People are just standing up and showing up and defending these immigrants who they're trying to do it the right way. This bullshit that, oh, we just want you to do it the right way. No, you don't. No, you fucking don't. You don't care about that. You don't care about the right way. Because these immigrants are given notification that they must come to court for a hearing, for an immigration hearing. And when they show up, agents, presumably from ICE, they're there. And they have no badges, they have no warrants, they're just in blue jeans and t-shirts and masks over their faces, and they're arresting and detaining even elected officials with no authority, with no authority. Well, we have Charlie, so I'm not by myself anymore. Welcome, Charlie. Any thoughts about any of the things going on in the world today?
Well, I haven't had time to watch any much of the news today. I'm afraid that we're probably at war with Iran by now. But
what, 2 weeks? The president said 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's gotten to be kind of funny. Apparently, 2 is the magic number.
It's always 2 weeks. No matter what it is, it's always 2 weeks away.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Whatever it is, it's 2 weeks away. It's the, you know, healthcare bill is 2 weeks away. Infrastructure, yep. 2 weeks away. Whatever it is, it's always 2 weeks away.
I'm sorry. I'm just worn out. I umpired tonight. Jeez. It was only 100 degrees, but the humidity must have been 90% or something.
Good Lord. Yeah. And I love you said it's only 100 degrees.
Well, yeah, I've been out there when it's 112, so 100 degrees should be nothing, but not when the humidity's that high.
Yeah, I remember being in college and taking an exercise physiology course, and they had this graph. And it was heat and humidity, and when you hit a certain threshold, you were not supposed to be outside exercising. And I looked at that, and I'm like, that's like all summer.
You know? Yep.
And it was actually cooler in Beaumont at the time, because Beaumont's a little bit closer to the coast. Well, it's a lot closer to the coast than Denton is. and certainly closer than Austin is.
Yes.
So you had it, it kept the temperature down a little bit, but the humidity is so high in Beaumont that, you know, I can, I've gone to Beaumont in the summertime and I get out of the car and my glasses fog up.
Yep. That in Houston. I lived in Houston for a year. I remember that. Yeah.
Yep. Houston seems to be even worse, if that's possible.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was living in Lufkin. Lufkin's about 2 hours north of both Houston and Beaumont.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into Houston for a family gathering. And I was like, I can't believe there is this much difference in the humidity just going a couple hours north.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
So how are the bugs, though?
I didn't see any bugs tonight. They haven't hit yet. Usually they're out by June, but for some reason, there aren't a lot of... We've had a lot of rain, too, so that's usually when the mosquitoes and stuff come out. But not so far. I keep off spray in my car just in case, but didn't need to use it.
Yeah. When we were in Kempner a couple weeks ago, there was... we tried to go out and do night rock hounding with UV flashlights. But, I mean, we got down to the creek there, to the river, and it was, I've never seen so many bugs. It was so bad, and they were, like, flying up your nose and in your eyes and everything.
It was flying in my eyes. Oh!
It was terrible, so we just gave up, like, shortly after we got down there. We're like, yeah, I don't think so. Anywhere where there's water.
Yeah.
Especially standing water. And when it, you know, we go through long periods of dry weather with heat, then you've got, you know, the water isn't really moving. And so that's where the mosquitoes thrive.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's low enough, you don't really have fish to eat the mosquito larvae, so they just go nuts.
I'm sure July and August will be fun times to be out there. Because there are creeks right by the softball fields where a lot of those mosquitoes can hatch.
Have you, in the past, have you had a lot of problem with mosquitoes there?
Yes, that's why I say I keep a can of off in the car. So if they do bother me, I can run out there, spray myself down between innings or something. You know.
Well, Wayne is joining us. Getting a little late start with everybody. But now we got a couple people and we can have a little fun.
Oh, well. good.
All right, so shall trivia or geek out or any special requests?
No, not me either. I just want to do something fun.
Just something fun. We all need fun. Well, I got this set of green cards, which is the science in Trivial Pursuit.
Okay.
So I got those out last night, and I thought, well, we only did one card. Let's just do one of these. And you know what? There's only two of you. So whoever knows the answer, just shout it out. All right. The abrupt disappearance of what pollinator inspired coinage of the term colony collapse disorder in 2006?
That would be bees.
That is correct. What brown smelly Asian pest increased its numbers by 60% from 2011 to 2012, invading crops and homes in 40 states.
I was going to say stink bugs.
That is correct.
Okay. We got them here.
Yeah, we get them. We get them too. They're not so bad as the mosquitoes or the biting gnats.
Yeah.
Or the wasps.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna talk about the wasps.
Yeah. What kind of beetles were flown from France to Australia in 2014 to help dispose of cattle droppings, which attract millions of flies?
Is there such a thing called a dung beetle?
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. What mobile twig-like camouflage expert can actually shed and regenerate its limbs to evade attacks from predators?
Walking sticks.
That is correct. I have seen a couple of those in the hill country, in the Texas hill country. I've not seen them anywhere else.
Yeah.
So your neck of the woods, Charlie.
I've seen them, yeah. Because I have seen them.
Have you ever seen a stink bug, Wayne?
A stink bug, you said?
Stick.
Oh, stick bug, or you know, walking stick. Not a very long time, but I have seen a couple of praying mantises not too long ago.
All right. Houseflies can consume food in liquid form only. True or false?
I'm going to guess true.
That is correct. Which migrating butterfly species population has decreased by about 90% in the past 25 years, mainly due to a milkweed shortage?
I'll take a guess, monarch.
That is correct. You know, I had, there's something called, I think it's yarrow. And if you plant that, rue. There's a plant called rue, which is different from what you make when you're making gumbo. It's spelled differently too, but there's a plant called rue, and the monarchs love it. Mm-hmm. But they also, the butterflies and bees and stuff love my garden, because I've got now I've got lantana, the kind that kind of makes a bush and is pale pink and yellow, and I've my bachelor buttons are almost done, but I'm getting horse mint now, and pretty soon I will have my great big giant red Texas star mallow, because I've got buds all over that plant right now, and I'm looking forward to that. That's my favorite, because it gets these flowers that are the size of a dinner plate, and they're bright red, and then they have a long yellow stamen, and they're just gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous, and the nice thing about it is they do die back in the winter, but you can cut it all the way down to the ground, and it'll send up new shoots every year. So once you get one, they're great. They just keep coming back, and they bloom, and they get just bigger and bigger and bigger. Quite beautiful.
Give me a gallon of Roundup, and I'll clear out everything for you.
I tell you what I need the Roundup for, but I don't even think Roundup bothers it. We have something called Dallas grass, Dallis grass. And it is a tuber. So it gets this big, if you've ever dealt with irises are a tuber. So it's kind of got a long, almost banana-shaped root underground. and they are the dickens to pull. And then they make long rows, and they grow really tall really fast and go to seed really fast. And they're just almost impossible to get rid of. Oh, here comes Alan. There we go. Now we have...
Sorry, I'm late.
That's okay. Everybody was tonight.
Yep. Oh, sorry to hear that. I didn't see a text from you that says, where's everybody at?
I was on for, I think, almost 15 minutes before Charlie got on, and then another 5 before Wayne got on, and then you.
All right. How are you doing otherwise?
I'm doing great. And we're already in the midst. We're using the Green Science deck from Trivial Pursuit.
And I never saw it. I never even heard of the Green Science thing, but go ahead.
Well, in Trivial Pursuit, different colored wedges represent different things. So, like, blue is geology. Geography.
Okay.
Orange
is Trump.
Pink is okay. Entertainment.
It's entertainment or something, isn't it?
Entertainment, yeah. I think yellow's right. Literature, and I forget what purple is.
Sounds but fine.
Green, orange is sports. Green is science. Science and nature. So, okay. new card, new category, Heavenly Bodies. All right, and we're just doing shout out the answer if you know it.
Which... Marilyn Monroe. Oh, sorry.
All right, Alan.
Oh, it's going to be my turn first.
No. I was teasing Charlie because he shouted out a wrong answer. Before I got the question out.
Right. So I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Well, that's why I called him Alan.
Okay. Now I got it. Now I think we all got it.
All right. Which bright star blasted comet ISON apart in 2013 before it could put on the spectacular show that scientists expected as it passed Earth?
Well, it was actually 2014, so I would get it wrong. I have no idea. Halley's Comet?
What bright star...
Oh, well, it's not a comet.
Blasted comet ISON.
Oh.
What bright star? What's the brightest star in the sky? Mm.
The sun.
That is correct.
Oh, the sun.
Yeah, Jesus, Charlie.
Is Charlie the one that missed that?
I missed that because you said the brightest star in the sky, and I thought it was Sirius, which is the brightest star in the night sky.
The sun is probably still the brightest star in the sky. It's just not bright in this, in the dark. Here, it's bright somewhere else.
Though. It's definitely the brightest star in the sky because you can't even see the other stars when the sun's out.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. Which fairy tale girl's name describes a zone where astronomers look to find planets that are neither too hot nor too cold to sustain life?
It's the Goldilocks zone.
And that is correct.
I thought we were doing fifth grade stuff here.
A fifth grader probably could answer that.
Yeah. I could in fifth grade, but that's just me. Okay.
A superplanet is up to 100 times larger than what largest planet in our solar system? Jupiter, Saturn, or Neptune?
This is for Wayne.
Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Jones, he's got it.
All right. And we're just doing shout out the answer if you know it.
Okay.
So
be careful what you shout out, Charlie. She might call you Alan again.
All right. An exoplanet is a planet that does not orbit a star. Is that true or false?
That's false.
That is false. It's a planet that orbits a star other than the sun.
Yep. See, the good thing here, Wayne, is we don't have to answer anything. We'll just let the astronomer here answer it. So,
my best friend works for NASA, and he studies exoplanets.
On what Earth orbiter was water first detected by three spacecraft in 2009, refuting earlier belief that the heavenly body was bone dry? Well, that's pretty easy.
Yeah. You guys know that one, don't you?
Well, it's those things on Mars. Those things that are crawling around.
Let me read that question again, because you clearly did not hear it.
Okay.
On what Earth orbiter was water first detected?
I don't know. Did we dinosaurs?
How many celestial bodies orbit the Earth?
One, the moon.
Thank you.
They actually discovered water on the moon.
Yep.
Oh, is that what she's asking? It sounded like she was asking what thing in outer space first detected water on Earth?
No.
No.
I'll read the question again. On what Earth orbiter was water first detected by three spacecraft in 2009?
Now I got it. I wouldn't have known if it was 2009 or not, but there's only one thing that goes around Earth.
Right.
Yep.
That's why I said the key is Earth orbiter.
Earth orbiter.
What mountain-sized object named 2004 BL-86 zipped past Earth in January 2015, coming within 745,000 miles of our planet?
That happened after I was done studying astronomy, so I have no idea.
I love it. A strange excuse, okay.
What mountain-sized object named 2004 BL-86 zipped past Earth in January 2015, coming within 745,000 miles of our planet?
I'm going to guess an asteroid.
And that would be correct. And I'm guessing that's pretty close.
That's pretty close. It's almost, I mean, it's about three times the distance of the moon, but that's still damn close.
Yeah, that's scary.
It was a potentially hazardous asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
I check a website, spaceweather.com, occasionally. Actually, I check it about twice a day. And if you scroll down the middle section, there's a near Earth, asteroid table down there, of upcoming and ones that have passed, and at the closest approach, those things, they rate them in lunar distances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lunar distance is the distance between here and the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And when one of those, some of them, when they're in the darker red danger, or cautionary type of things, their lunar distance is 0.1, which means that's almost the distance between here and the geosynchronous satellites.
Wow.
Which is pretty, pretty close.
The cells in Donald Trump's head?
In lunar distance, that's how far apart they are, yeah.
Wow, that's right.
All right, new category. H2O. What beverage giant brought vitamin water from Glaceau, Glaceau, Glasso. In 2007, for $4 billion in cash, what beverage giant bought Vitamin Water?
Pepsi or Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola is correct.
I said that a minute ago.
Yeah.
I didn't get the win.
Huh. Yeah, I was...
You know, a lot of people drink, I know people that drink that water, and I don't find them any smarter.
Oh, it's not, it wasn't smart water, it was vitamin water.
Oh, vitamin they're, water.
They're probably not any healthier either.
Probably not.
All right. What ice hockey mainstay did McDonald's give away as a tiny toy in 2005 Happy Meals in Canada? What ice hockey mainstay did McDonald's give away as a tiny toy in 2005 Happy Meals in Canada?
A puck.
No. Try again.
A hockey stick? A
hockey stick, yeah. I mean, what nope. else? An ice cube?
Zamboni.
Oh! Toy, a Zamboni?
Yeah. A Zamboni toy, yeah.
Right, I know, the toy.
That'd be neat.
Yeah.
I'd rather be on the real Zamboni. You know, Donald, though, I'm sorry I got your new flag stuck in the machine.
According to 2014 figures, how many people in the world lack access to clean water? Is it 150 million, 450 million, or 750 million?
750 million.
750 million. But I suspect that since this game came out, that number got much lower. Well, not since Donald Trump took office, but yeah. It got much lower because of the work of the late, great President Jimmy Carter. Because that was one of the things he was working on. All right. Which island country was the starting point for 64-year-old Diana Nyad's historic 100-mile swim, which ended on the shores of Key West in 2013?
That was an awesome movie.
Well, that leaves Australia out because it's more than 100 miles. Key West, landed on Key West.
Yeah. So what island?
That'd be an island, you know, east of Florida somewhere.
All right. Yeah, I saw the movie, so it's not fair for me to answer.
Guess the answer, Charlie.
She started out in Cuba.
Yeah, that seemed like an obvious answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, I've always heard it's 90 miles, so maybe she swam.
Well, that's probably the closest point, but where she swam to was 100 miles away.
Okay. Well, that's confusing. That's why. Okay.
You know what it makes me think of? It makes me think of Moscow on the Hudson. Remember the guy that was, he was one of the stars of the Flying Nun? And he swims up onto the shore of Florida and takes a job serving. Yes, he just gets out of the water and starts working.
Start serving people, huh?
Yeah. And then becomes a lawyer. But it was that same actor that was in The Flying Nun. I can't remember his name. Which British rock band released the song Oceans from their Ghost Stories album in 2014?
No.
Anybody? No. Coldplay.
Coldplay, okay.
Which athlete, known as the Baltimore Bullet, set an Olympic record in the 100-meter butterfly at the 2008 Beijing Games.
I don't know who's from Baltimore.
What recent Olympic swimmer do you know?
Well, I was going to say Mark Spitz, but that's not that recent.
No.
Nope. But maybe these cards aren't
there. He's also famously a pothead.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. What's his name? Jeez.
He
won like 15 gold medals or something. Just, mm-hmm. I think he got 8 in one game.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 8 in one Olympic Games, yeah. Geez, what was his name? I can even picture him.
He looks like Willie Nelson if he smoked all that weed.
That's one of the things I liked about him. Hey.
Yeah.
Don't Bogart that joint, my friend.
That would be Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps. That's
oh, yeah, I remember him. Wasn't there a rumor that he was gay?
I never heard that.
I don't know.
I
don't really care, honestly.
Yeah.
Me either. You know, wouldn't matter to me.
It's just the only thing I remember there about him in the news recently that, you know, probably Fox News, probably fake news. I don't know, whatever.
You're probably thinking about diver Greg Louganis.
Yeah, that must be it. Whoever that is.
Well, he was gay. He was famously gay. Came out.
All right, new category. Going viral. Which Illinois university offered the first known viral video course in January 2009? Was it Loyola, University of Chicago, or Northwestern?
Northwestern.
That is correct.
I would guess that too.
And that's where Seth Meyers went to school.
They're big into science.
I knew there was something I liked about him.
Yeah, really. They're big into sciences.
There's something fun about Seth Meyers is just fun, but I tell you what, all the drinking on late night makes me kind of concerned for the host.
Drinking water. Come on.
Oh, well, no. You think that's not just water that they're drinking from those cups?
Oh, no, it's definitely not. Seth Meyers does this thing called day drinking, and he'll do this whole thing. They record it, you know, they don't record it live. They record it off, and they go day drinking, and they play all kinds of games, and it's a lot of alcohol. And then there are all of these famous celebrities and stars have come out with their own whiskey or tequila or whatever, and then they bring it on the show and they're drinking it on the show, and I'm like, I'm starting to worry about y'all. Y'all are doing an awful lot of drinking. This seems like a cry for help.
A lot of entertainers have come out of Northwestern.
I was just watching somebody, I think it was last week, was on Seth Meyers, and it was somebody that had gone to Northwestern, and they talked about they'd both gone to Northwestern. All right. What was the name of the video starring Judson Laipply? 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 Lapley? I don't know. Performing over 30 dances in 6 minutes that snagged 290 million views in 2006. What was the name of the video starring Judson Laipley performing over 30 dances in 6 minutes that snagged 290 million views in 2006?
So You Think You Can Dance.
No, the Evolution of Dance.
Oh, okay.
Which candy did faux scientists mix with Coca-Cola to produce geyser-like reactions in 2000 Diet Coke?
Oh, God, that those little round hard candies.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Well, yeah, well I'm thinking. Give me a break.
I can tell you.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Go ahead.
That's the dynamite experiment.
Yeah, it's a Zizos or the
Mentos.
Mentos, right.
What
it's
was
amazing.
What was Baby Micah doing in a 2011 viral video while his dad was ripping up a job rejection letter? Was Baby Micah crying, eating, or laughing hilariously?
I don't even know who Baby Micah is, so.
Neither do I.
Well, you got a choice: crying, eating, or laughing hilariously.
Oh, laughing! I'm sure.
Laughing hilariously, yeah.
That is correct.
The two of us got it right. All right.
Which phone company sponsored this flash mob dance video filmed in London's Liverpool Street Station in 2009, which racked up over 20 million views? Which phone company sponsored the flash mob dance video?
MTV.
Phone company.
I just said film country. Company.
Phone. P-H-O-N-E. Phone.
Oh, okay.
Which phone company?
Verizon.
Nope.
AT&T.
Nope. T-Mobile.
T-Mobile.
Now, Wayne was going to say that. Wake up, Wayne.
I'm here.
What is the name of the little boy in the 2007 video whose finger was famously bitten by his younger brother, Charlie? Was it Henry, Harry, or Howard?
Henry.
Nope, it was Harry.
Harry. You didn't give anybody else a chance to answer that. I mean,
All right, new category, web celebs. Which music streaming service did the Never Ever Getting Back Together singer break up with in 2014?
I know who the singer is, but I don't know what streaming company she broke up with.
Music streaming company. It's the big one.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Where do people go to stream music?
Spotify.
Spotify is correct.
Oh, there's one.
Which music legend celebrated his new Instagram account by inviting fans to his 2014 wedding to partner David Furnish? Which music legend celebrated his new Instagram account by inviting fans to his 2014 wedding to his partner David Furnish?
Barry Manilow?
Nope.
Didn't he get married to his partner around that time?
Maybe, but that's not who it is.
Okay.
Famously gay.
Liberace? I don't know.
Liberace was already dead by then.
Yeah.
Famously Elton
Glam
John?
Glam rocker. There you go. Elton John. All right. What is the title of the Weird Al Yankovic parody of Pharrell Williams' song Happy? Is it depressed, manic, or tacky? I I've never heard this, but I want to hear it now.
Yeah. Well, depressed is the opposite of happy. So.
Right. Nope.
I guess that's wrong.
Yeah. That happy? Is wrong. It's tacky.
Tacky. Oh.
Because I'm tacky. I have to hear that now. I'm going to have to go look it up. We'll listen to it in the after show. We'll watch the video. That sounds like a fun one. All right.
Somebody else got a video in the after show, too.
I got to find it, yeah.
In October 2015, how many Kardashians were on the list of 10 most popular Instagram accounts? Is it 2, 3, or 4?
I think all four.
Four, yeah, four is correct. Khloe, Kylie, Kendall, and Kim. Kim having the most followers at 46.8 million.
Yeah. I'm surprised the other ones didn't shoot her.
According to Time magazine, Leonardo DiCaprio's tweets are the most intelligent, meaning they have the most 3-syllable words. Is that true or false?
False.
That is true.
I think true.
It is true. All right. Which actress posted a regrets only video on YouTube in 2014 for being a no-show at the premiere of her movie Unbroken?
Donna Summer.
2014 movie premiere.
She might have been dead by then. A 2004 movie.
Movie premiere.
2014 movie. Famous singer.
Yes. Celine Actress. Dion.
Whitney Houston.
It's just, no, it's y'all aren't even in close. It's Angelina Jolie.
Okay, well, I didn't know.
All right, new category, zoo stars. What kind of simian was Harry Houdini, a frequent escapee from the San Diego Zoo, who was honored with an LA Times obit when he died in 2000?
A monkey.
What, simian? Mm-hmm. Clyde, the... Orangutan.
Orangutan is correct.
Orangutan, but not Clyde.
Wasn't Clyde, though. Never which way but loose.
It was Harry Houdini. That was the... They called him Harry Houdini because he kept escaping. Which of these animals in a German aquarium predicted its homeland's win in 6 matches in the 2010 World Cup? Beluga whale... Octopus or penguin? Beluga whale, octopus, or penguin?
Octopus.
Octopus is correct. Paul the clairvoyant mollusk was nicknamed the Oracle Octopus. Okay. What kind of bear cub was Cute Newt of the Berlin Zoo, who shared a 2007 Vanity Fair cover with eco-friendly actor Leonardo DiCaprio? What kind of bear was it?
Polar bear.
Polar bear is correct.
Wow. I was going to say grizzly. I'd be wrong.
What kind of name is Samudra given to the... Is Samudra given to the... First third-generation elephant born in the United States? Is it Swahili, Hindi, or Tamil?
Well, elephants come from India, so I'm going to say Hindi.
Hindi is correct. All giant panda cubs born outside of China actually belong to China and must be returned to their homeland at the age of 2 or 3. Is that true or false?
False.
Nope, that is true.
True. Wow.
We have pandas here that we sign contracts with the San Francisco Zoo that we've had for 20 years. That's what I say. It was just in the news the other day that the China wants them back now. The 20-year contract is up or something like that. So anyhow.
Which zoo in the Big Apple made a big mistake when an Egyptian cobra named Mia slithered her way to freedom in 2011? Was it Central Park Zoo, the Bronx Zoo, or the Queens Zoo?
Bronx.
Bronx Zoo is correct.
Wow.
All right. New category, cars. Which groundbreaking new feature did the Mercedes-Benz S-Class debut in 2015, which uses radar and 26 sensors to direct its movement? Which groundbreaking new feature did the Mercedes-Benz S-Class debut?
Parking?
Self-parking.
Self-parking. That's what I guess that's the...
Well, that's not the what they're looking for, but that's essentially it. It's steering assist.
Okay. Well, it's a
steering assist was what allows the self parking.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I'd love to see that in action.
Yes and no. You were correct and also not correct.
I've never actually seen a self parking car park itself. And they have all kinds of different cars in San Francisco. I've seen Asians try and park between two cars. That's funny. And then they get over an inch at a time in between the cars and move over. It takes about 20 tries to get in between the two cars.
I am not going to talk about anybody else parallel parking. Parallel parking is... I am not good at that.
I do it with mirrors in an 18-foot van. And I never hit the other guy's bumper, rarely hit the curb. And I can usually make it in one swoop. I'm so used to driving vans. Mm. People are amazed, you know. They're like, you didn't hit the bumper of that other car. Well, I know how big my vehicle is. And I got good mirrors. So, anyhow, next question.
What 5-passenger hatchback hybrid did Toyota unveil in 2001, which featured both gas and electric motors to increase fuel efficiency?
Prius.
The Prius.
That is correct. What German car company with the slogan Truth in Engineering invented the first diesel fuel with a net zero carbon footprint in 2015?
Mercedes-Benz?
Nope.
BMW?
Nope.
Wow.
You're Porsche? Running out of German car companies. Come on.
Porsche?
No. Audi.
Ah, who cares about Audi?
Which technology able to show objects beyond its headlights range was the 2000 Cadillac DeVille the first vehicle to offer? Is it night vision, radar, or GPS?
GPS.
Is night vision. Thermal imaging allows the driver to see pedestrians and animals well in advance.
Oh,
how about that?
Huh. Doesn't seem to work today. These Womo cars, Wemo cars in San Francisco seem to keep going into people. So.
Well, but this is a 2000 Cadillac DeVille.
Oh.
And it's technology able to show objects beyond its headlights. On what does the 2012 Pioneer Cyber Navi GPS project driving directions, points of interest, and even road hazards? On what does the 2012 Pioneer Cyber Nav GPS project driving directions, points of interest, and even road hazards? That's a weirdly worded question.
Yeah, I don't even.
I've never even heard of it.
The answer is translucent screen. It attaches to the vagina.
Yeah. Charlie, explain to us what that means. I don't.
I might have to explain it to me first.
Okay.
All right. What GM in-vehicle assistance system debuted driver assurance in 2015, which warns drivers ahead of time that certain engine parts may fail?
OnStar?
OnStar is correct. Yeah. And we are out of time. Well, thank you so much for joining me here. I was getting a little worried kind of early on. But, oh, no, nobody's going to show. But y'all did. And we had fun. So yes, thank you very much, Charlie, Wayne, and Alan. And as I remind you each and every time we do this, get registered, get informed, get politically active, and go vote. And if you don't have anything nice to say, come sit next to me.